Good to hear y'all socializing. If you want to take a hymnal and turn to page 132, we'll open up with a song, There Is Power in the Blood. If you want to stand, please do so. No, you're already standing. Good job.
Good evening. Anybody in here named Charlotte? Well, it's me again, Charlotte. And you might not want to hear that, but I'll do the best I can. It's not for me anyway, it's for the Lord. And He'll get me through it, I'm sure. But tonight's going to be a topic that we talk about and listen to and hear about And Jesus gave it to us. He gave us the ability to do this. And you might know what it is. Anybody know what it is? See? We're ignorant, aren't we? It's prayer. The greatest thing a Christian has is prayer. And our prayer life leads us to be a strong Christian or a so-so Christian or not even a Christian. We don't believe in it. But a prayer life is good to have. And Jesus, when he died on the cross, you remember what happened? When he said, "It is finished," we just sang that song, practiced it. It is finished. And it is finished. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken away from it. What Jesus did for us. But in the Word it says that when Jesus said it's finished and he gave up the ghost, gave his spirit back to God the Father, it said that the cloth in the Holy of Holies was rent from top to bottom. That means it was torn. And it was a thick cloth. If you heard any teaching or read about it through your studies, the cloth in that was really thick. No one could go in there except the priest. And he could only go in there how many times a year? Once a year. The Holy of Holies. But when Jesus did what he did for us and opened up prayer for us, we don't have to have a priest to go in there for us, do we? I don't have to have a priest to pray for me. I want you to pray for me, but not as in a point that the priest would say, "I forgive your sins." Lynn and I left the church because that's what the pastor told us when we were taking communion. He told us that he forgave our sins. If I sin against you, I want you to forgive me, but no man can forgive our sins. Only God or through Jesus Christ our sins be forgiven. And so we didn't go back to that church, needless to say. We didn't wait like the way he did and what he said to us, that "I forgive you your sins." And so it is an important thing to have prayer. I read around this, and it said that 12 to 15% of Christian believers, quote, believers, don't have a daily prayer. They don't pray. Now, if you had a need for something, you'd ask somebody, wouldn't you? If you had some good news to tell somebody, you would tell them, wouldn't you? But prayer is a way for us to have communion with the Lord. And if you don't have communion with the Lord, I don't know how you get through the day. All day long. And Brother Dan and I worked together this week. Right, Dan? And we even mentioned prayer and what we were doing. Pray that this just works. Pray that this comes out the way we want it to. Little prayers. And we had a pastor once. He said, when you pray, don't pray Polly want a cracker prayers. You know, that he was saying, I think in his words, that they don't mean anything. They're just void prayers. But we are as close to God as our prayer life aligns with God. And why do we pray? What's some things you pray about? Family. Health. You don't know what to do. Others. And all those are very good prayers. But Why did God allow us, why did Jesus allow us to have prayer, to communicate back with the Father and back with Him? We know Jesus prayed, don't we? Remember He went into the Garden of Gethsemane and prayed so hard, the Bible says He had sweat of blood. And can you sweat blood? Is that a medical possibility? It is. You can be under so much stress that you can sweat blood. And Jesus sweated, it said, His sweat was as blood. And He was praying for what? For you and I. He was praying to get through this situation, like you and I pray many things about. But He had a prayer life, didn't He? Jesus prayed through the text and what is recorded. Jesus prayed often. In 25 times in different scriptures, Jesus prayed. And He was God's Son. And how would you think that you're not worth praying, or it's not important to pray? If God's Son prayed to Him, how would it not be important for us to pray back to the Father? The word prayer is used 650 times through the Bible. If I told you something 650 times, you think you'd remember it? You think you'd get, why does He keep saying that to me? Why does He keep doing that to me? 650 times, 649 times He said this, Brother Ray, and I don't want to hear it again. You'd probably say that. But it's used often in the Bible. The word prayer is used so many times through the Holy Word, and it's a lesson to us of what to do. As Brock said, we pray in times of issues and with our lives, our children, our family, our extended family, but we always have something to pray about, don't we? And you've heard the expression, well, I guess you'll get caught up on your prayers now, won't you? I don't think that's possible. Do you? We can't catch up on prayer. We can't build up a big closet full of prayers. But the writers use this throughout the New Testament and the Old Testament to guide us down life's crooked road. And we know life seems like it's gotten more crooked in the last few years, didn't it? Just things and events that are happening. But Paul used it 41 times in his writings. And you've read many of it, I'm sure. But prayer requests, prayer of exhortation, praying for supplication for others, praying for the needs of your family, of yourself. But the purpose of prayer is, to sum it up, I think, and in my opinion, this is not a book definition, it's my opinion. The purpose of prayer is to get ourselves aligned with God. Last week we talked some about fasting. And you can fast about anything. Right, Brother Gary? Big things and little things. But prayer life's the same way. Prayer is important because it gets us a relationship with the Lord. But when we pray, we should try to align our lives and what's going on in our lives with Jesus. And what don't look like Jesus, what should we do with it? Trash it, right? Put it out of your mind, out of your body, if that's what it is. But prayer, there's an acronym for prayer. Anybody know what it is? ACTS. Anybody know one of the letters? Adoration. Jesus, when He prayed the model prayer, the Lord's prayer, but it's Jesus' prayer. The first thing He did was say what? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Adoration. What's C stand for? Confess. Confess your needs. Confess your sins. To cleanse yourself of all unrighteousness. We can't do it. God can. What's the T for? Thanksgiving. When we pray, do we say thanksgiving to God? Do we say, thank you, God, for giving me this day? Thank you, God, for this. Many times we're praying because we want something, don't we? A lot of our prayers are want prayers. What's the S stand for? Supplication. Praying earnestly for other people and their needs and their hurts. And we have a lot around us to do that. We have a lot of people praying for us. But the Bible records Jesus praying at least 25 times, and he may have prayed more often, but that's what's recorded. I'm sure he probably did. If they recorded you, how many times would they say you prayed a year? Or me? Do we pray often? Or do we pray when it's necessary or have to? Or situations that we just can't get through or mind what's happening? Don't pray the Pollywanna cracker prayers. Prayers that says something like this: God bless everyone. God save everyone. God save my four, no more. Sometimes that's how we act. It's about us and about our family, no more. But prayer for others. You can pray for the church. You can pray for the church members. You can pray for the pastor coming. And he's coming, you know that? I know he is. I don't know who he is, but I know he is. And pray for the workers in the church and the needs of the church. You could pray, or I could pray for probably hours at a time if we just went through and prayed for the things that we necessarily need to pray for. And you can pray any way, any position you want to. You can stand up. Mark 11:25 says you can stand up and pray. 2 Samuel 7:18 says you can sit down and pray. Chronicles 6:13 says you can kneel and pray. 1 Timothy 2:8 says you can lift up holy hands and pray. And at Matthew 26:39 says you can pray with your face down to the earth. Any of those positions are proper. Is there a good way to pray? Sometimes I pray just sitting. Sometimes I very seldom get down on my knees and pray. For one thing, I'm getting older, and I know I got to get back up. If I don't have something to steady me, I wouldn't probably be safe. But we pray because we're wanting God to listen to hear our petitions. And we need to be trying to align ourselves when we pray to God and to Jesus, to get ourselves in line with that. And you pray in faith. How many believe you're going to hear you? Prayers answered. Are prayers answered all the time? Right when you want them? They are answered, aren't they? But sometimes it's in God's time. And I heard a story about what you pray for, be careful what you pray for. I think there was a song, wasn't it? A country music song, be careful what you pray for. Well, this lady had a son. They only had one child. And they prayed for him because he had rheumatic fever. And they prayed and prayed. The church prayed. Everyone was praying that he live and his life not be taken. And he got over the rheumatic fever. He became a teenager. He became sort of a thug. And he ended up losing his life. But his mom still had prayed and prayed and prayed for her son to live. And he caused her such heartbreak, such turmoil, that she was just broken. And then he passed away, died. And I'm just saying, when you pray, make sure it's a priority with you and a priority with God. Don't just pray Polly want a cracker prayers. Have a reason for your prayers. Jesus told them not just to have a repetitive prayer, not to just say a bunch of words over and over and over, the same thing every day. A catechism. Pray from the heart. Pray like you mean it. And pray with supplication, thanksgiving. Pray in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14:14-15 says, pray in the Spirit. How do you get the Spirit? Are you born with it? We all are born with a personality. As we grow up, it comes out in our life, don't it? Good or bad? How do we get a Spirit to pray with? Where do we get it? Pardon? When we're saved, we're given to the Holy Spirit, God with us from then on. And pray within that Spirit. Pray our prayers with, and end our prayers like you love the Lord. Sometimes we go to the Lord in anger, don't we? Sometimes we're upset and angry. But pray and treat God like a father. When you end your prayer, say amen. Sometimes you might forget to end your prayer. But that means let it be, or so shall it be. But this appears first in the Bible in Numbers chapter 5 and 22. Prayer of ending with loving Father, adoring Him. Prayer is listening and molding and worshiping. Prayer is our way to communicate with God. How else can it be? How can you communicate with God if you don't pray? How could 12 to 15% of Christians not pray? How did they communicate with God? All of us probably have relatives and extended families. And if you haven't seen any of them in a long time, and you haven't called any of them in a long time, they're really extended families, aren't they? They're way out there somewhere. You don't even know where they are, some of them. I don't. I have first cousins I haven't seen in 50 years. But they're out there. When we pray, we need to pray to God with a loving spirit, and we are close to God as our prayer life. You can't get any closer than that. And so when we have prayer, we should keep in mind what our prayer should contain. God hasn't moved, has He? He hasn't changed. The Bible says He's never changing. He's the same yesterday and forever. And this is a story, you may have heard it told in different ways, but there was a couple who married, and they never had any children, and they traveled together everywhere they went. They were together. And one day, the husband looked over at his wife, and she is sitting at the door. Against the door. Not against him, against the door. But he remembered a time when they sat together, close side by side. And he said, why are you sitting at the door? And she said, well, I just am. He said, why are you sitting near me, beside of me? And we're that way with God sometimes. We have moved away from God, but He hasn't moved. He's not changed. And the man was trying to make a point with the lady. I'm driving. I can't move. But you moved all the way to the door. And I liked it better when you're sitting beside of me. And they probably had an argument about that. I don't know. And but anyway, that's how we are sometimes in it. I know some families and some traditions in some families, the wife rides in the back seat. She don't ride in the front seat. That's some of the beliefs they have. But prayer is communicating to God, or an expression of how we respect Him, how we love Him, how much we adore Him. Prayer is an expression of man's respect to a holy God. We're not holy, are we? We're far from it. We pray for many things. Our own needs, our requests, our adoration to God, our supplications for other people to a holy God. We should pray with reverence, not making God out to be what we hear some people say. In fact, I wrote this down. You may remember it. I didn't remember the year, but I did write it down. Have you talked to the man upstairs? He wants to hear from you. Who's the man upstairs? It's God, isn't it? Way upstairs. Paul says in the outer heaven, which we've never seen. Rockets have gone up there and they've never seen it, but the Bible says it's out there. Paul said he saw it. He couldn't even describe what it was. Couldn't put it in words. But sometimes when we're praying, we say things that we have to take back. We're sorry for it. And Jesus said in Philippians 4 and 6, then everything must be capable of being changed by prayer. And he said, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. What's a hypocrite? We all know, don't we? It's somebody who says one thing and does another, who preaches one thing and does another, who practices or tells you to do one thing and he does another. But don't pray as a hypocrite does or did, and in the open and on the street corner so other people will hear you. Prayer is special. It's between you and the Lord. It ought to be a special time that you have. And three things Christ tells us about prayer in Matthew 6 and 6 through 8. He says, keep it short. Luke says, keep it simple, like a child would be praying. You know, if you have children or grandchildren, you've heard them pray. Sometimes they pray, if it's before a meal like at our house, they use the shortest version they can. I usually kid them sometimes and say, you know what you just said? Yeah. I said, you do? Yeah. I said, well, it sounds like this. Amen, the Holy Ghost. One eats the fastest, gets the most. Amen. That's a child's prayer. It might be an adult's prayer as well. But Matthew 21 and 21 and 22 says, pray with what? What? Pray with expectations. Pray with faith. If you don't have faith, why are you even praying? It's in vain prayer. It'd be like, you know, a grocery store has these certain hours, but you need something from that store, so you're going to go and say, I think it might be open. The manager might just be in there, and I can get inside and get what I need. And that's sort of how we are with God in our faith when we pray. Be faithful in your prayers, but do we think like God? I can't. We heard that many times. I can't think like God. I can't be God. But we can get our lives aligned with what he tells us to do and what he wants us to do. And sometimes we don't do that. We pray what we want, where we want, and how we want it, and when we want it. And if God don't deliver, we get mad. And we don't believe our prayers. If you don't believe your prayers, don't pray them. It's a waste of breath. It's a waste of time. You have to believe that prayers will be answered. And they will be. Pray in the Father's name, the Son's name, the Holy Spirit's name. It doesn't matter which one you talk to. The Bible says they're three in one, doesn't it? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I talk to the Holy Spirit a lot in my daily stuff. And you can talk to Father or the Son, either one. But pray to God, and usually we pray to God in Jesus' name. And there's an old saying, fight your battle on your knees. And that battle is prayer. It's the sword you have. God's word in your heart. When you pray, use the sword. But fight your battles on your knees. Matthew 26 and 4 says, watch. Pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Jesus even told his disciples that, didn't he? In the garden, he said, stay here and pray while I go a little bit farther. And when he came back, you know what he found them doing? Sleeping. Did they do what Jesus asked them to do? No, they fell asleep at the wheel. And we do that sometimes. We have good intentions. We have a request. Lynn just printed it off last night, I believe, didn't you? There must be 100 names or 75 names on there. Yes. Take one of those people and pray about them every day. Take a missionary. Get a list of the missionaries and pray about one of them every day. Take one of the deacons. Right over there sits one. Where's Brother Ken? He's in the hallway doing security. Pray for him. Pray for me. Pray for the deacons. Pray for the pastor that's coming. We have lots of things to pray about, folks. We just don't do it. We forget to. I prayed with the gentleman the other day at the hardware store, leaning over a truck bed. And I told him I'd pray for his brother, but I thought, no, if I do that, I'll forget it. So I said, let's just do it now. I prayed with a guy in the grocery store. He's passed now, Charlie Taylor, a preacher and a bus driver for 40-plus years. I prayed with him at the grocery store because I told him, I said, Charlie, I'm going to pray with you right here because I'll forget it if I don't. He said, that's fine, do it. But we have a lot to pray about, but we don't watch and pray. We fall into temptations and forget to pray. But Christ prayed after often. He committed himself to the Father. Now, he's God's Son. Do you think he had to pray? What was he praying about? He wanted directions for one thing. He wanted assurance for another thing. And he was God's Son. He was God's Son. He prayed to the Father. And yet, 10, 12 to 15% of confessing Christians don't even pray. I just couldn't believe that myself. But pray often. Pray. Have a prayer closet. Have a place you can go to where the phone can't ring. Nobody's coming in the door. Pray when you're alone so you can talk to the Father, to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit. But you can also do what? What, Brother John? Listen. You can also listen. It gets so noisy around you in things of the world sometimes you can't even listen, can you? You can't concentrate on what you want to get from God because it's so busy around you. But if you need to pray, surely we do, we all do, but pray secretly. You can do a corporate prayer. We do every church meeting. But some people aren't comfortable doing corporate prayer. I wouldn't call on somebody unless I ask them if they would pray before I ask them. Call them out. But have you ever practiced corporate prayer by yourself? Some people do. Because they're afraid to pray in public. And they may be me in teaching. Maybe they're scared of it. So tell God how and what He already knows. When you pray, tell Him what you are, what your life is. He knows me inside out. He knows everything about me. He knows my good points and bad points. So why don't I just tell Him and ask Him, God, help me align myself with You through these things I'm not doing. And prayer life can do that. But we have to pray. Communicate with God to the man upstairs. I looked this up, and the Statler brothers sang it and recorded it. Statesman sang it. The Blackwood brothers sang it. And it was recorded in 1954. Talk to the man upstairs. He wants to hear from you. I think it's demeaning, though, to say it in that manner. In my feelings, talk to the man upstairs. He does want to hear from you. But that was a hit song in 1954, and the Statler Brothers recorded it, Blackwood Brothers recorded it, a lot of the gospel groups recorded it. And Psalms 55 and 17 says, pray morning, noon, and night. When did Daniel pray? It's recorded in the book of Daniel. When did he pray? Morning, noon, and night. But he didn't give in to the king, did he? The king said, I'll show you. I'll just have you dead. I'll throw you in the lion's den. You'll be gone then. But Daniel, he knew his relationship to God. He knew, the old saying, which side his bread was buttered on. He knew who he was favored with God. So he got thrown in the lion's den. We know the story. He was not touched. The lion's mouths were shut. So, do we have that kind of faith when we pray? If we pray without faith, it's a useless prayer. If we pray not believing God's going to answer it, it's a useless prayer. Can we pray more? Yes. Do we pray less? Sometimes we do. But praying without a reason is powerless. And we don't even believe what we pray. If we don't believe God's going to answer it, we don't believe what we're saying to Him, do we? If we think, oh, well, I'm going to pray this, God, but I know You're not going to answer this. It's already dead. It's a dead prayer. But have a purpose in your prayer life. Have a purpose in praying. Have a reason to do it. And I've given you several reasons. All the people here tonight is a reason to pray. The deacons is a reason to pray. The workers in our church is a reason to pray. Our coming pastor is a reason to pray. We have a lot to pray for. But we need to get ourselves, myself, I need to get myself in line with God. We've been reading through the book of prayer. some points through there just reminds me what my prayer life isn't. What it should be, but it isn't. So I need to change how I do things. I need to change my purpose in it. The more we pray, the easier it gets to pray. The more you study the Bible, the easier it gets to study. The more you do for someone, the easier it is to do for others. So it's not just a prayer life. It's an attitude and a behavior in our Christian faith, in our Christian self. Remember, prayer is not trying to get God to change his mind. It's trying to get God to change us, to get myself aligned with God. Getting over our thoughts and that we'll be what we'll be like. Just agree with the Father in what he tells us. He tells us from Genesis to Revelation. If we don't know that by now, we must not be reading our Bibles. But in the book Prayer Partners, Maxwell, who wrote it, tells us to have a prayer assignment, people, situations that we should pray for daily. Pray assignments for daily prayer. Choose a person. Choose someone on the prayer list. Choose someone in the church. Choose somebody that's going through a hardship, like Sister Teresa. If you don't have anybody to pray for that you can think of, pray for the deacons. We need your prayers, don't we, Brother Paul? We need to be lifted up. I need to know you're praying for me. You don't have to like me. The Bible does not say like, does it? What's it say? Love. That's a big word, isn't it? Brother Jeff said that the other night. Of all these three, love, love, love. And we fail to have that sometimes because we don't like that person. I don't have to like somebody to pray for them. But I have to love them. So if I love them, what do I have to do? I have to pray for them, don't I? I have to trust the Lord with them and him with me. And sometimes we don't do that. But have a prayer, have an assignment, have a plan when you pray. Don't do the Polly Wanna Cracker prayer. Prayers, assignment for a daily prayer, choose a person, a place, a situation for which we need, but we should pray daily, weekly, monthly. And pretty soon a year has passed, hasn't it? And we have our prayer caught up. And something we did when Brother Darrell was pastoring a church, we did for several months, writing our prayers down. Write down what you pray, what scripture you read, and go back about a month later and say, man, why did I pray that? Because God had it all the time. I just didn't trust him enough. When I look back in my prayer journal, that's what I would find out, that I prayed for things that I didn't really have to or need to, but I didn't pray for things I needed to. That's what I'm telling you in this lesson, is pray for the things you need to, not wants, not give me this, Lord, I need that. That's okay, you do. I'm sure I do too. But it's not about Jesus, the Holy Spirit, or God giving us. It's about us giving to him our soul, our spirit, and getting it aligned up with him. And that's going to be hard to do. I can tell you it is, because I've been working on it, and I'm still working on it. But share answered prayers. When you get a prayer answered, tell somebody about it. I'm anxious to hear from Sister Teresa and what she's going to have to do And I'm praying that it's going to bring her through, and I can praise God for it, and I can tell other people about it. That's good news, isn't it? It's better than repeating bad things. But share with others. Pray for the church, church members. Maybe it's somebody you don't even like. But if you start praying for them, you know what? You might start liking them. God might change your heart so much, you might start even liking that person, whether it be me or anybody else. You may love them. But pray for many things that we need in our church. If when our pastor gets here, he's going to be doing things that other pastors may not have done. Are we going to judge him for that? Are we going to line up beside of him and be a prayer partner? Or the book Shoulder to Shoulder? Are we going to get beside the pastor and support him? Or are we going to say, well, I don't like him. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like what he does. Well, you might not like me either. But you know what? If you're a Christian, you have to love me. Take me the way I am and love me. But pray. If you start doing something, you'll find that it becomes a situation every day you want to do it. Every morning I want to get up. As I said last week, have my cups of coffee, my honey bun, do my devotional, read some. It just feels good to me. And it takes time to do that. Brother Dan gets up early. I know. He's told me so. I get up early too, don't I, Miss Lynn? And I'm not complaining. I like that. It's a good quality time to get up and be with yourself and be with God. Nothing in between. No TV on, no phone going, or nothing else. And I said once when I was principal for several years that this was one of the only places that I had peace, true peace, or at home early in the morning. Because in between all that, there was phone calls and, you know, complaints and whatever. And this was one of the safe havens I had in church. It was a sanctuary. They couldn't reach me here, for one thing, because I wouldn't answer the phone. But you need that place that's a safe haven, a sanctuary in your life that you can pray and tell God your needs, tell God what you want, and pray for each other. Every day. Be consistent. We eat every day, don't we? Unless we're fasting, right, Brother Gary? And we eat often. If you are diabetic, sometimes you have to eat little bits often. But if we start doing these things, I think you'll find that situations and people, even people you don't like, will look more and more like you need to love them. They need to be loved. The worst person in the world needs to love. The greatest person in the world needs to be loved. And we forget that, I think. Because we become a Christian, that's over, and I don't have to worry about this or that. Well, you don't have to worry about this, but you should want to do this. Most all believers want to believe what they pray. If you believe and you pray, Jesus says, it'll happen. I'm not putting words in the Bible, but that's what he said. Pray believing. If you don't pray in believing as you pray, it's waste. And there'll be prayers in vain without purpose. And anyway, that's the little talk for tonight. I hope you got something from it. I hope it's challenged you, it's challenged me. But let's try to be what God has called us to be. And that's to be like Him. Jesus told us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If He's the way, we need to follow it, don't we? We need to follow it in our prayer life. We need to practice it in our lives. Anybody have a comment? Anyone? No comments? I must have done a poor job or awful job on this. But I did enjoy it, reading and studying for it. It's helped me in my own life. And if you haven't read or aren't reading the book on prayer partners, get in and read through it. There's a lot of stuff in it. You're not going to remember it all. You don't have to. But find the pieces through there that will fit you, and I think it'll change you to become a prayer warrior. Is that it? No comments? I hope you have a blessed evening and safe, and thank you for listening, and thank you for being here tonight. Brother Brock, would you stand and dismiss us, please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.